The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to see Disturbed, the Sickness 25th anniversary tour when it comes to Capital One Arena in March of 2025. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll give those away before the show is done. Shortly, we should be joined by Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders. He joins us for his weekly hit here on the show.
Of course, it's very frustrating, I'm sure, for John and for Skins fans that he's out with a pec injury that looks like he's going to require surgery, going to miss the rest of the season. Mm. Has this happened? I know he's been injured before. I feel like he has missed like the back end of a season before.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's missed this big of a chunk of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's missed this big of a chunk either. But got to be very, very frustrating.
And if there's one year you want to be, you know, out there with your boys.
This is the year.
This is the year. Yeah. You turned everything around, and you're off to a 4-2 start.
Everyone's in a good vibe and a good place. Seems at least from afar.
His rookie season only played 5 games.
All right, so similar. All right, let's see. I think Drabby's talking to him right now.
Yep, he's joining us right now. Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, man.
We were just talking about your rookie season. You had a similar plight, right? You had the Liz Frank injury then, right?
Yeah, week 5 against San Fran.
What was it like that year, sitting out all that time? What do you remember about that season?
I think what made that season so much tougher was, you know, my wife was still in college. It was really my first time missing injuries. And being a rookie in the league, you know, you want to come in and make an impact. So that, I feel like that time was definitely harder than now, but it never gets easier.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you explain exactly what happened? Did it happen like on one particular play? Was it something that had been bothering you? Is it something maybe that you aggravated lifting weights? Kind of explain to the best of your ability how it all happened.
Yeah, man, it was kind of a freak injury. The play before I went down, I think it was the play before Derrick Henry scored a touchdown, reached out to grab him and just, you know, got my arm yanked back. And, you know, it kind of happened so quickly. It's hard to really tell what specifically happened, but it just cut my arm in a weird way, and that was that.
And so did it, you know, when you see a pec tear, like with like weightlifter guys, it like turns purple. I mean, it's really disgusting. Is that what happened?
So that is not what happened with my pec. My pec didn't tear off like that.
Okay.
But it's weird. Like, you look at my pec, it doesn't look too bad, but, you know, I had the X-ray and MRI, so
yeah.
Unfortunate, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's a part of the football.
Can Brian, you lift your arms normally and all that stuff? You got a baby on the way.
Yeah. Look, I got an awesome wife who's going to be taking care of me until it's time for me to take care of her.
Wow. Right. When is your surgery scheduled?
This morning.
Oh my God.
Man, you're on your way to the hospital right now?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Oh my God! Do you how many times have you done that? How many times have you had surgery?
This will be my 5th surgery. Ooh, I had 2 shoulders, a pec, a knee, and then a.
Oh, that's the real deal. Like, you get a little bit angry. I mean, you're kind of a grizzled veteran, but I mean, I don't think people understand if you haven't had surgery before. It's intense. Sure. The rehab is intense.
But he's going to get that propofol at least during the surgery.
I know,
he's not going to care.
Like, but first of all, you got to walk around with that gown and your ass sticking out. That's brutal.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
I hate that.
It's humiliating.
It's humiliating. You go into your locker, you get your butt hanging out. Oh, it's brutal. But then just like the rehab sucks. The pain, just like getting on, like when the, what do they call that? When the nerve block or whatever goes off, then the pain kicks in. Like, can you describe, like, are you used to it or do you dread it?
Well, you know, what I always tell people is people only see the good parts about playing in the league and the money and the fame and the title that comes with it. But there's a lot of other things that come with it as well.
Right.
You know, what I always tell people is if you're motivated by money, eventually you're going to look at it and be like, it's not worth it. So money doesn't really motivate me. I'm going to be just hungry now as I was coming back from my rookie year, and I'm looking forward to it. And Does it suck? Yeah, but everyone has a job, and everyone has a part of that job that sucks. It just happens to be my part of it.
So when you came after the injury, and you came off the field, and you're on the sideline. Did you know, all right, this is it, or did you think it was as bad as it was?
It's kind of hard to tell because a lot of times the more severe injuries, you don't really have a lot of pain. So for me, I really wasn't in a lot of pain. It just didn't feel like I had a lot of power. So I was kind of hopeful. I've never really had a pec injury, so I didn't know. So I was kind of hopeful that it would only be a week or two. But you know, after that, I kind of cleared everything up for us.
I feel guilt for having a – I mean, it's not a muscular pec, but it's functional. Like my,
will you give him your pec?
Oh, yeah. I don't think he wants it.
Give him your man boob.
I would give him my flimsy pec in a heartbeat if he could stay on the field.
Hey, John, I wouldn't want it if I was you.
But I would give it. Yeah. I would give it to you, Jonathan.
Right.
You
What's your max you've ever benched, Cakes?
I mean, probably 155. I mean, it's laughable. But again, it's functional.
Right. It's hilarious.
So I wish I could do that for
John,
you, John.
Can we talk about the game a little bit before the injury? I know it sucks.
Yeah, of course.
What was sort of your take on that? You know, how do you feel the guys are going to fill in for you? Johnny Newton, I mean, we keep hearing all these great things about him. I mean, is he ready to step in? Is it going to take him some time?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say if someone's ready or not because you don't know until they get out there. But what I can say is I can't think of a better guy to step into the situation. A young guy with a lot to prove and a work ethic to match it. I mean, I'm excited. I talked to him, and I told him I'm excited to see what he's able to do with more opportunity of being the guy. So, man, I'm going to be rooting for him. I'm going to still be around to help out any way I can. And, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to see how he grows as a player over the next year.
What happened on Sunday? It just seemed like just couldn't slow him down. I mean, just Derrick Henry's just too much. Lamar just too talented, it felt like.
Yeah, when you go against a team like the Ravens, you can't shoot yourself in the foot. You can't have a lot of miscues. And they're going to attack your gaps, and they're going to attack your discipline and your edges. And 10 guys doing it right, and one guy not doing it wrong, they're going to find the weakness. I think we started off strong, being able to get some turnovers, let up some big plays in the spring games and a couple plays here on our edges. But, you know, just penalties on crucial spots, hurt. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to point it out one thing in particular, but I would say, you know, just obviously wanted to play the run a little bit better. People are going to look at the number and say, oh, they had a terrible day on the ground. Like, it wasn't as bad as it looked in the stat sheet. I think we held up at times. And then at the end of the game, we just kind of got away from us a little bit.
John, how frustrating is it that it seems like the team has finally hit on its quarterback after so many years that you've been here where, you know, they've been, you know, on a quarterback carousel, the team is ascending, 4-2 record, and then just out of nowhere, this injury happens. It just sidelines you. It has to just suck.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, God has a plan, and his plan is never wrong. And when you're in the midst of it, it's easy to feel the bogus knees and have everybody, you know, want to feel bad for you. But at the end of the day, he has a plan that I'm going to be faithful to and see it through. And trust me, the good thing about our situation is as long as we have Jalen, we have a chance. So I highly doubt this is going to be the only year that we're going to have an opportunity to play some good football late in the season. And I'm looking forward to coming back stronger than ever.
Hey, John, you know, most of the backs in the league are certainly not Derrick Henry's size. I mean, he's 6'2", 6'3", 250 pounds. So based on the normal size of a back, what's the preparation for tackling, you know, leading up to a game where you got Derrick Henry, who's going to be, you know, the biggest back you face, 6'3", 250?
Well, I mean, it really just depends on the position you're asking. For a defensive lineman, I mean, I'm 300 pounds. So, like, how I tackle is genuinely going to be similar. Now, for the smaller guys on the back end, how they have, obviously you want to go lower. But I think the most important thing is controlling the line of scrimmage and rallying to the ball, having 11 guys there.
Were you tight with Derrick Henry back in Alabama?
Yeah. We came in together in the same class. Yeah, super cool. Talk to him for a little bit on the field. Good dude.
When you first saw him, because to fans, it's surprising that he's a running back. Were you surprised?
Man, we first get in Alabama, there's so much going on. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, but I was so focused on what I had to do, I couldn't even have time to comprehend what was going on.
What was his trajectory? Like, remind me, like how quickly was he on the field?
So, you got to remember, when I first came into Bama, it was him and Alvin Kamara in the same class.
Wow.
And and Alvin Kamara was actually ahead of him before he got hurt. And then Derrick Henry started jumping up, and it wasn't until the end of his freshman year that he really started playing.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there's just nothing but studs.
Right. Kamara just said, I got to bounce to Tennessee to get playing time now.
Because Derrick Henry is the man. So kind of give us a breakdown of what you think the like the rotation's going to be now that you're out at the tackles at DT spot.
Well, it's definitely going to be Payne leading the charge for the D-tackles, but I have a lot of confidence in Phil and a lot of confidence in JV. And Sheldon Day is going to be a guy, a nine-year vet out of Notre Dame. I know people might not know his name, but my Kings fan remember him. He's a hell of a player and a hell of a leader, so I'm excited to see him get an opportunity in this league because, you know, opportunities come few and far between. So I know he's going to step in and he's going to have a big impact on this team.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen from Jaden? Are you surprised at this point, or like just what's been your overall impression now, 5-6 weeks in?
I'm a believer. When somebody shows you who they are, you got to believe it. I mean, obviously, he's playing at a very high level, and there's going to be trials and tribulations, but I feel like when I looked at him in that Baltimore game, when things weren't looking great and our backs were against the wall, still looked like the same Jaden Daniels we've seen all season, so that was very exciting to see. And I think you learn a lot about a lot of people in games like Baltimore. So I was very excited with what I saw.
Yeah, he said afterwards when they asked him about how important the game was, you know, the rivalry of it all, the sort of the Baltimore-Washington, he said for him it was just another game, you know. And I was actually blown away by that, but I believed him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's October. It's early. There's a lot of football left to be played. This team is still young, we're still growing, and we still have a lot to prove. So was it a big game? Yeah, but it was a big game because it was our next game, and the same mentality we have for this game, we're going to be taking into Carolina. So you don't rise to the occasion, you fall back on your training. If you fall back at a high level, and if you train at a high level, that's just how you are week in and week out.
Did you go through the film with the staff, or were you still just concerned with your injury?
I didn't get a chance to go through the staff, but I kind of watched it on my own yesterday.
Right. I was just wondering, like, how that went. Like, are they yeah, like, on your asses? Like, the whole tell you the truth Monday? Like, are they, like, jerks about it? Or, like, what's that like?
I think it's no matter what happens, good or bad, I think it's important to be honest. And I think you can be honest without being a dick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now, obviously, there's a time and a place for it, and I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But there's a time where, like, all right, like, we're not getting through to the guys. This is how it needs to come across. And they do that when it's need be. Now, how they went this game, I'm not sure because I wasn't in there for that. But there was games where they come out flat and come out and say it's not out, it wasn't good enough. And there's other games they come in and say we're close, even when no one outside the room believes it. So it really just depends, you know, on the game.
Right, right.
I know that you always say, you know, the NFL is unpredictable and any team can beat anybody. But how are you feeling, even though you're not going to be out there, how are you feeling about the Panther game on Sunday?
I feel confident. I like our team's chances. At the end of the day, anybody can beat me on any day. So I know that the thing that's going to be important for us is going there with an attitude and a mentality. We don't care who we're playing. They know what they're going to get. And I think that's what we're going to bring. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
What is your role going to be moving forward? I know it's a little bit of an unknown because you're on your way to get this procedure done. But assuming there's no setbacks, it's kind of a standard rehab for you. How do you envision yourself? Like, are you going to be at the home games? Are you going to be in the facility every day? Are you going to be working out? Like, can you kind of give us what you expect your routine to be?
Yeah, we're gonna have to see how it goes as I go along and how I progress. I don't think I can give you a definite answer, you know, right now, but I'm trying to be around as much as possible.
Right, right.
Well, Jonathan, we want to thank you for taking time, not only this season, but last season as well. You've been with us for 2 years. This is going to be your final appearance on the show as you get this surgery and get into your rehab. But we want to tell you that we're rooting for you, and we really appreciate all the time you've given us over the past few years.
If you want best of luck.
In, yeah, if you want to call in and break our balls, you please do that. Please.
And best of luck with the new baby.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
That's
thank
huge.
You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good luck with all that, and we'll be in touch for sure. Just sucks that it ends like this, but we know that you'll be back stronger than ever. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, right, man. Of course.
All right, that's John Allen, everybody. He's got to worry about rehab, and he's on his way to get his procedure right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
and
that
still took time out to call us. So that was
that was very cool of him.
Yeah.
I looked up. So he mentioned Alvin Kamara was there with Derrick Henry his freshman year, which is 2013. Also in the backfield, T.J. Yeldon and Kenyon Drake.
Both pros.
I mean,
if you looked at that whole roster, it's probably 50 pros.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stupid.
I mean, it's...
Nick Saban has sent so many dudes to the pros. It's absurd.
Yeah.
So that was Jonathan Allen's final appearance on the show this season. Jonathan Allen presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
I feel bad. It's like we're acting like he's dying. No, he's not dying. He's
He's just going to have a surgery. He'll be fine.
He's got to worry about rehab and everything.
I mean, it sucks that we can't have him on the rest of the year.
Yeah,
but we'll get somebody else to come on and
you can recover from the pec injury. Like, to me, and I'm sure Aiden Hutchinson will be fine, but breaking that leg like
that's way worse.
Yeah.
Although bones do heal.
I did see a story yesterday that they said there's a chance if they got to the
Campbell
Super Bowl.
Campbell was saying, he was not ruling him out.
He's not ruling out. If I had to put money on it, I'm saying
is it
out.
A compound fracture? Like it sticks through? Like
I don't think so.
I don't think it's that serious.
Didn't seem like compound. He might have a fighting chance
if they get to the Super Bowl.
Looked pretty miserable though.
Yeah. So we are wishing Jonathan Allen nothing but the best. He's been very cool to this show over the past couple of years. So hopefully that surgery and rehab goes well. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.